May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Thank you for choosing, as I always say, to listen to this program. There's something y'all are doing that just excites me more than anything else, because it tells me that you are approving of what I'm saying and what I'm doing, and that is you're sharing this with other people. You're telling other people to listen in. That is the greatest compliment you could possibly give me. You're also supporting our stores, and that's another great big compliment, because remember, when you support NHC Herb Shopping, Killing Herbs and More in Athens by choosing to buy your supplements through us, you make this radio show available, and you give us the ability to pay for it. It's that simple. Radio's not cheap, but I'm glad to do it because you need to know. We've been talking a lot this week about the truth will set you free. I'm going to carry on with that today. You know, you're paying attention, I'm sure, to a lot of what's going on in the world from, I mean, not just the United States either. It's worldwide. But it's time for me to do what I call maybe another COVID update. I'm not going to carry on with this for many, many weeks and months like we did last time, I hope. But they are beginning to issue warnings that they're thinking about bringing back the mask mandates. And remember, mandates are not law. They are not. They want you to believe they are, but that's how our government and they get our incorporations to act under the color of law by trying their best to convince you that you've got to do it, because they'll tell you it's law. I told y'all the story before, but for a lot of new listeners, back when COVID was full blown and everybody was wearing masks, we chose not to do it. And my son and my family and his family were all out to eat, and we were in Decatur, Alabama, I'll tell you, and was going to go into a restaurant, and Seth and I went in there to schedule so we could get two tables next to each other, and they looked at us and says, well, you have to have a mask on. And we said, no, we don't wear a mask. We choose not to participate. And they didn't like that. And she says, well, I can't seat you then. I said, what? I said, can I see the manager? And she said, sure. So she brought the manager out. He also had a mask on. And I said, we'd like to eat here, but we don't wear a mask. And he said, then we can't serve you. And I says, well, why not? He says, well, it's a law. I said, no, it's not a law. It's a mandate. There's a difference. But wasn't no need to explain that to him. And he says, well, I'll say it another way. He says, our organization, I ain't going to tell you the name of the restaurant, it's not important, says that it is a must. So we have to do what they tell us to do. Now, that's true. If you work for an organization and they got their own policies and you agreed to work there, you got to follow their policies. So we didn't argue with them, but I never went back to that restaurant. And I'll not go and support any restaurant that supports that kind of nonsense. So, you know, we got to be willing to fight for our freedoms to maintain them. But when it comes to COVID, it was a big farce. It was a lie. They still never identified it under a microscope. They cannot show me pictures of what the COVID-19 virus actually looks like. But it's real to them. And if it's real in your mind, it's real to you. But I'm telling you, they've never identified it. I believe with all my heart and all the studies I've done, and believe me, I do my research, it was just the flu. We've always had the flu. And the way I believe that, for one reason, is if you remember back during the outbreak, as they call it, the pandemic, we call it a plandemic. It was planned. All the other flus disappeared. They started giving statistics of how many people were dying of COVID. And if you look at all the years before COVID, there was X number of people died from flu, pretty much common, a certain percentage of the population, and that never changed. But isn't it interesting that during the COVID years, nobody died of any flu except COVID. Even people that died in motorcycle wrecks were classified as dying of COVID. People that got killed in car wrecks were classified as COVID. People that died of heart attack was classified as COVID death. People that died of diabetes and things like that, COVID deaths. So it was a farce. It was a joke. And yet they also started mandating or trying to force people to get the jab. By the way, that has greatly been all of those things, the mask mandates, the COVID shot, the vaccine mandates, have all been battled in court now and all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Courts of each state have ruled that it is not a law, that it is not mandatory, that they cannot make you do it, and they cannot take your job away from you if you refuse to do it. And the people that fought in court have won, got their jobs back, and got all their back pay in a lot of cases. So you got to be careful what you believe, because a lie that's believed will hold you in bondage. It will force you to do things that you are not necessarily should not necessarily be doing. I'm going to phrase that this way. There are things that they are trying to mandate that people do that are more harmful than good. I mean, they're trying to force parents that have a child maybe that has a certain form of leukemia or some kind of cancer, they're trying to force parents to put those children on the drugs. And how do they do it? If the parent refuses to put them on the drugs that the doctors recommend, even though they've done their research and found out the drugs cause more harm than good, and it's about the same number of people that take the chemotherapy or radiation, the poison, about the same number of people are dying that have that type of cancer as those that don't get the treatments. So, you know, it should be personal choice, and that's what we're going for today, is making personal choices and making sure that you make the best choices with the information that you have. But you got to be willing to dig. You got to be willing to look and see. Right now, though, they're about to tell you that there's a new variant out, a new COVID-19, a new form of it, I guess you could say, that's coming out that's particularly stronger. It's more dangerous. So they're trying to scare us. Remember, how do you get a population to do what you want them to do? You scare the daylights out of them, even if you have to make it up and lie about it and call it a pandemic, when in reality it's just a plan to make us do what they want us to do. They're also talking about in California and in Washington State, they're actually talking about lockdowns again. You got to stay home. You can't go to school. You can't go to work. You can't drive. You can't do this. You can't do that. Again, what happened to freedom? What happened to personal choice? What happened to us doing our own research and making up our own minds? They don't want you to do that anymore. That's why they want to track you. They want to. That's why they are absolutely listening to everything you say on your phone. They're listening to. They're listening to everything you say in your home through your TV set. They're watching everything you do through your TV set. There's no privacy anymore. They've taken away all of that. And so I want to give you my opinion as to why I would not, under any circumstance, take a vaccine of any kind, but especially not the COVID vaccine or a couple of others I'm going to be talking about today. Have you ever heard of IgG4 antibodies? If you got a pen, you can write that down, or you can remember it. Remember IgG4 antibodies, and I want you to do your own research on it. But it's these antibodies induced by repeated vaccinations, listen to this title, may generate immune tolerance to the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. Now remember, when you get a vaccine, the original vaccines were created, for instance, polio, to put a tiny amount of that into your body, the polio virus or whatever it is, into your body, and let your own immune system recognize it and build a defense against it. That was the original plans of vaccines, was to give your body an immunity to whatever it was they deemed you might be exposed to. So they made vaccines, and then they made up the information that said they worked. Yeah, you heard me right. They made it up. I mean, even the Centers for Disease Control says that every vaccine that's ever been put out, they put it out when the situation, let's say polio, was already in it going downhill. In other words, the human immunosystem had already built a defense against it, and we were already winning. The human body has a way of adapting and winning in these wars that we have with bacteria, germs, viruses, and parasites and things. And we were already in the process of winning. So that's when they released the vaccine. And then as the human body immune system overcame that particular strain of virus or whatever it was, guess what? They took credit for it. That's happened in every single vaccine. You got to remember, vaccines also are drugs that are supposed to be double-blind, controlled, placebo-studied, and tested for years and tested on animal subjects before they release them to the public. Well, I want to tell you something. The COVID-19 and the Moderna and all the other vaccines for COVID were released, and it was not double-blind, controlled, placebo-studied, or tested on animal groups, except the ones they never reported to you. For instance, the first group of animals that was ever put on the vaccines, listen to me very carefully, 100% of the animals in the test group died. You never heard that, did you? Yet they went on and made it available for humans. But I want to read an abstract for you from a person who was involved with let's call them elite group of people. Okay, I'm not going to reveal their name because they didn't give me permission to, so you take this any way you want. You can believe it or you don't have to believe it. However, I did do my research on IgG4. I looked it up. I wanted to know what it really was, and I can give you information that I found out about IgG4. It says less than a year after the global emergence of the coronavirus SARS-CoV-2, a novel vaccine platform based on mRNA technology was introduced to the market. Y'all all remember that. We lived through it. Globally, listen to this, globally, around 13.38 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses of diverse platforms have been administered. That means they have injected over 13 billion vaccines. Now, I wonder how much money they made off that scare tactic. Remember, it's a scare tactic. It's a plandemic. It's made up to scare you into getting in line and getting those vaccines. Now, you may say, yeah, but they were free. How'd they make money? All there's nothing free. They had a contract with the government, and our government, using our tax dollars, paid for every one of those vaccines, not only in the United States, but worldwide. Now you know why the big companies that make vaccines wanted to do the vaccines. They're going to get paid on them. He goes on to say, to date, 72.3% of the total population vaccines rapidly wanes. Their ability to prevent hospitalization and severe disease in individuals with comorbidities has recently been questioned. No kidding. If y'all listen to my radio show often, you know I was against it all the way, and I told you they were lying to you. Distracting you, pointing their fingers in the wrong direction. It goes on to say, an increasing evidence has been shown that, as with many other vaccines, they do not produce sterilizing immunity, allowing people, in since it don't have sterilizing immunity, in other words, it don't fix the immune system, it allows people to suffer frequent reinfections. Now, it's important you remember that reinfections. Reinfections of what? Of the same flu. Call it COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. The people that got the vaccines are the ones that's getting infected again and again and again. That's what this is saying. Additionally, recent investigations have found abnormally high levels of IgG4 in people who were administered two or more injections of the mRNA vaccines. HIV, malaria, and pertussis vaccines have also been reported to induce higher than normal IgG4 synthesis. Overall, there are three critical factors determining the class, switch to IgG4 antibodies: excessive antigen concentration, repeated vaccination, and the type of vaccine used. So they knew beforehand that these vaccines were going to cause increases in IgG4 antibodies inside the human body. It has been suggested that an increase of IgG4 levels could have a protecting role of preventing immune overactivation similar to that occurring during successful antigen-specific immunotherapy by inhibiting IgE-induced effects. However, emerging evidence, you got to listen to the whole thing now, and then I'll be done with this part of it, because this is the data I found when I looked up IgG4. I want you to, it has been suggested that an increase in IgG4 levels could have a protected level. Well, did it? That was the question. Did it? However, emerging evidence suggests that the reported increase in IgG4 levels detected after repeated vaccination with the mRNA vaccines may not be a protective mechanism. Rather, it constitutes an immune tolerance mechanism to the spike protein that could promote unopposed SARS CoV-2 COVID infection. In other words, the higher your IgG4 levels go, all right, reduces your tolerance to fight the COVID virus. That would explain why so many people that took the injections that lived, and I stress that lived. Lots of people just fell over dead after they took it. Maybe not immediately, but within hours or within days or within weeks, from blood clots, myocarditis, heart disease, in other words, just one thing right after another. A lady today told me that she refused to take the vaccines, but she was from Florida, and she said all of her family told me I was crazy. They all took all of them. She says, went back to visit them this year. She said, every one of them have autoimmune disorders, and they now realize that the reason they have all these autoimmune disorders and every one of them getting them is because they took the vaccines. So you see, you got to understand their purpose in doing this was money. It was not to save lives. So back to the original abstract I was going to go over with you. So around 13.38 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses of diverse platforms have been administered. To listen to this, to date, 72.3% of the total population has been injected at least once with the COVID-19 vaccine. As the immunity provided by these vaccines rapidly wanes, in other words, it didn't last very long, their ability to prevent hospitalization and severe diseases in individuals with comorbidities has recently come into question, and increasing evidence has shown that, as with many other vaccines, they do not produce sterilizing immunity, allowing people to suffer frequent reinfections. Now, this is information that you can get online. I don't make this up. Says, additionally, recent investigations have found abnormally high levels of IgG4 in people who were administered two or more injections of mRNA vaccines. HIV, malaria, and pertussis vaccines have also been reported to induce higher than normal IgG. So we know it's raising the IgG4 levels. What do we know that that does? We know that it weakens your body's ability to respond to the COVID or any other virus at that point. So with that in mind, we've got to realize that there's something going on here that people need to know, and I'm going to help you understand that today a little better, what that could mean to you in the future. Now then, back to the report by the guy that was talking to the elites, this person of really high in the elite world. And boy, they are, they think they are special. They really do. He says, the vax is a depopulation tool, is what this elitist was telling him. He said, the mRNA vax has always been about programmable humans getting needles in arms to rewrite human biology. You got to remember, it has been proven that the mRNA vaccine changes your DNA. It makes you less than human. You're not, they can actually patent you. Did you know that? If you've had those vaccines, they can patent you because they have artificially, man's chemicals, changed the DNA in your body. And just as sure as they could patent hybrid corn kernels, and I mean get patents on it, claiming it's theirs because nature didn't make them that way, man made them that way, they could patent it. That's what they've now done with are doing with human beings. Listen to this. He goes on to say, this elitist says, after booster 4, something called IgG4 is permanently active. Whoa, so if you get the fourth booster, your IgG4 levels is now permanently active in your body. You cannot ever get rid of it. It's changed your DNA. He says, I am no scientist, but can remember IgG4 because my dog's name is Iggy. So that's how he remembers the IgG4. He says, it's like allergy shots, but for the COVID spike. What is it called? Spike proteins. He says, it tells your body there's nothing wrong with the COVID spike and to leave it alone. In other words, your immune system is told not to respond to it. The COVID is normal for you. He says, if you look into it, you'll see that this is already known. Well, I just read it to you. It is true. He's telling the truth here. So, he goes on to say, the stage is now set. He says, over 3 billion people have now adequate levels of IgG4, and the final phase is close. Now, I'm going to pause there and remind you of something I've already told you. They're telling you right now there's a new variant, a new strain of COVID that's going to be more virulent, I guess you'd say, more contagious, more dangerous, more deadly than COVID-19 that's out there. So the stage is set. Remember that. The final phase is close. The stage is set. He said those in the know-it-all, the process, he says it is to reduce the human population, listen to this, by 5 billion from IgG4 programming to and 2 billion from the fallout of the 3 billion deaths. What he's saying here is that 3 billion people will, a total of 5 billion people will probably die. 3 billion from the fact that their body don't know how to respond to the to this next virus that's coming out. So there's going to be a huge depopulation. And then as a result of those 2 billion dying, 3 billion more will die from the fallout. Now, you can take that for whatever you want. That's what he said. He said late 2023. What year are we now? 2023. Look at the month. Are we late in 2023? We're getting there, aren't we? It says, and he said, late 2023, the new and final COVID strain will be released. Remember, I've told you, COVID is patented. What does that mean? That means it's man-made. Don't ever forget that. It says this strain will have over 90% fatality rate, but only to those who have high levels of IgG4 in their bodies. What do the vaccines do? What do the boosters do? They raise your IgG4 levels, and if you've had four of them, they're raised permanently. Hey, listen to this. Their bodies will mount no immune response to this deadly strain. Unvaxxed, like him, will basically have a mild cold. He says, I didn't get the vaccines, so all that COVID, this strain of COVID will do to me is give me a mild cold. So if you hadn't been vaxxed, you're just going to have a mild cold. Well, now take this as a grain of sand. I'm just giving you a report of information I've got from somebody who's talking to the elite, and then I looked up IgG4 to see if what he's saying makes sense. There's some connection here. So I'm not telling you to be scared. I'm really not. If you want to trust your doctors, trust them. If you want to get more vaccines, get more vaccines. Do whatever you want to do. That's your choice. He said the process, will do a full psychological warfare media blitz claiming the vax has caused IgG4 and anyone, listen to this, vaxxed has a 90% chance of dying from this particular strain of COVID. Now, maybe you won't be infected. Maybe you won't be exposed. Maybe you won't get it. But he says, then what will they do? He says they will claim all governments knew and misled their people. It will be designed to cause mass panic and turn all citizens against their governments. This will ensure cities burn during the viral outbreak and emergency services are non-existent. What did I tell you yesterday about Hawaii and what's going on over there in Maui? It was a staged event. Everything was set up, the fire, all of it, to bring about a result they want. Well, here we got it again. Is this possible? I'm just saying it's possible. I'm not saying you ought to be worried. As a matter of fact, I'm right the opposite. I think you should put your faith in God. You should take supplements like Immune Support 3 on a daily basis. You should probably be taking zinc. You should probably be taking all kinds of antivirals like Terminator. We've told you about them. Keep your D4 levels high. You'll probably be fine. But it's up to you. Are you going to listen to the people that's caused the problem? Are you going to listen to people that's going to try to help you support your health through the problem? Let's get through it together. Let's keep our faith in God. Remember, God's got the whole world in His hands. Put your faith in God. You'll be like I am. You'll be all right. I believe that with all my heart. Thank you for listening to today's Health Update. Don't be scared. Be godly. Until the next one. May God bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.